It's 21 minutes before 8 o'clock. Bob, if you'll do the forecast, I'll announce the bonus item.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Here's the forecast. Sunny, windy, and cold today. The high just zero. Clear and 15 below tonight. And then starting to warm up as the week goes along. 10 above for a high tomorrow. And warmer as the week goes along. Possibly even by the end of the week, we could see 30s. So it's not going to last real long. But cold today. The high just zero. It's 3 below now. The wind chill is minus 46. And don't forget, St. Paul does have a snow emergency in effect today. What you read on the front page of your St. Paul paper is backwards. Starting at 8 o'clock this morning, they will plow north-south streets.
So get off. Get out of the way.
In St. Paul.
Great. Okay. Is there anything there I need to know about, Raj?
Scott?
Oh, yeah, Scott, Metro Traffic. Hold on. Hi, Scott.
Good morning.
I'll let you go ahead.
It's kind of nutty out there. It's a traffic update brought to you by the University of Minnesota Hospital and Clinic. 494 westbound from Valley Creek Drive to Highway 61 is extremely heavy and slow through that Newport area. It's about a 2-mile backup due to an earlier accident that has been cleared quite a while ago now. 35E, southbound of Pennsylvania, 5-car accident is blocking. It's backing up towards 694 now. University Extension behind Northtown. Here's a weird one. The semi lost its trailer. The trailer rolled over. The State Patrol is going to help out local police on that scene. Stall blocking 55 eastbound on the Mendota Bridge.
Is it?
Hello?
Semi trailer rolled over.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
94 westbound at Lexington. 4-car accident. State Patrol headed to that scene. And now, real unusual traffic. 94 southbound from 49th Avenue North in Minneapolis all the way to downtown. Heavy and slow, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Real unusual slowdown for that stretch. Use some caution this morning. The University of Minnesota Hospital and Clinic invites you to hear Dr. Bruce Wilson speak on ways to reduce your risk of heart disease. Free seminar is at noon Thursday, February 4th in Dayton's Auditorium, downtown Minneapolis. To register, call 626-1983. Scott Combs, Metro Traffic Control. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Okay.
Bob, John?
What?
I've got a guy from St. Paul Public Works there if you'd like a definitive.
Well, we got a definitive word. Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Wait a minute. Here you are.
To make sure that we're going the right direction today.
What we're doing is disregarding the St. Paul paper.
That's right. They're wrong.
Okay. Well, that's right. They're wrong.
North-south starting at 8 this morning. East-west starting at 8 tomorrow.
That's correct.
Okay, good.
Thanks, pal.
Thanks very much.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's St. Paul. Snow emergency stuff. All right. Now, a bonus item. This is for $3,000. Okay? Go with me on this. Now, just think a little bit here, all right?
Okay.
It's really easy. Remember back in the 60s? You can still buy this stuff, I think. Funny face drinks. They were put out to compete with Kool-Aid. They were funny face drinks. There was Goofy Grape and Jolly Olly Orange and Choo Choo Cherry and... Well, originally...
Root and Jim Raspberry!
What?
Root and Jim Raspberry!
That was one. But you know what they did, though? Originally, like, there was... The Choo Choo Cherry was originally Chinese cherry. But they changed that after a while because of pressure. Mm-hmm. And Jolly Olly Orange was originally Indian Orange. And that was also changed. Anyway, the first person to bring to the WLOL studios the real deal, no facsimiles, the real thing, a Goofy Grape mug.
I remember those.
Goofy Grape.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You could buy a Goofy Grape mug by sending in from the back of the packages, you know, they were available. Anybody who has one, the first person to bring a Goofy Grape mug to the WLOL studios.
Will be rich.
$3,000. Okay? You got to have it here by 5. The first person to get it to us by 5. And, of course, as soon as it gets here, we'll announce that it's here. And that'll take some of the pressure off. Coming up in just a bit. Up your news on WLOL.
Say you will, say you won't. Make up your mind tonight. Say you will.
99 and a half WLOL. Here's one more song, and then we'll have Up Your News. Okie dokie. This is Natalie Cole, by the way. She's going to be singing at the Midwinter Gala. Coming up for Cystic Fibrosis on the 6th of February at the Hyatt. Tickets cost $30. Get them ahead of time at Dayton's. Please come out and do this.
Stand up.
Hi, good morning, WLOL. Well, I am surprised beyond belief.
I am too. I always am.
At what?
At how many people are coming up with these things.
Yeah, why? You know, I had a Goofy Great Mug, but I threw it out years ago.
A lot of people didn't.
There are a lot of people right now who are on their way here with Goofy Great Mugs. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's stupendous. It's unbelievable. It's WLOL.
It's Monday.
Yeah, it is.
It's cold.
It's up your news time in just a minute or two. Wait, not yet. Not yet. First, we can get a word in for the American Dairy Association, the Minnesota Dairy Promotion Council. Hot milk!
Yep.
That's the word. Soothing, relaxing,
zero for a high today, 17 below tonight.
Yeah. So, anyway. Anyway.
Hot milk, nutritious,
hot
good,
milk,
and warming.
Hot milk with something special in it, perhaps. Like,
we've given you some recipes, but you can mix and match like you,
just chocolate stuff
like
in there
feel.
Would be great.
Sure.
I like the idea of the orange extract thing in there. Yeah, and it doesn't even require booze in it to make it, you know, good. I think that's an excellent idea.
Yeah, that was a little sugar.
Yep.
A teaspoon of coffee.
Yeah. Just,
some
see,
hot water, vanilla, orange extract.
What happens is you're blowing off a lot of energy just staying warm at this kind of weather. Okay. Anyway. Anyway. So you want to replace that energy just trying to stay warm with the goodness of real dairy products.
Real.
That has real calcium in it and real vitamins that you need to replace. Find out about it just by picking up a glass of milk and see how good you feel. When you switch with milk for any meal.
Drink more milk because milk's got more.
Reminder from the American Dairy Association of Minnesota, Minnesota Dairy Promotion Council. Ta-da.
Dad, I've got a question to ask about some of the TV and newspaper ads, especially about the truck ads.
Sure, Dana. What's the question?
Well, the ads say that their trucks are better built, and others say that they're built so tough. If that's true, why are Dodge trucks from Dodge Burnsville backed better than any on the market with a 770 protection plan?
That's a bit of a mystery to me, too, Dana. We believe our cars and trucks are better products, so we have the best protection plan available. We wouldn't have a 7-year, 70,000-mile limited warranty available if we didn't have a better product.
I know the sales staff would do just about anything to get a sales transaction through at Dodge of Burnsville. So why doesn't everyone just stop out and see us for better, friendlier, and more professional help when picking out a new car or truck?
Plus, we have rebates of $770 and 7.7 APR financing available on select models of cars and trucks.
Folks, you just owe it to yourselves to stop out at the South Suburban Dodge dealer, whether it's a new car or truck or a used car or truck.
It's got to be from Dodge of Burnsville.
At Highway 35W South at Cliff Road, just south of the river.
Okay, thank you. Smooth. As if that was, like, it's coming right off the top of their head.
Yeah.
And you know, see what the dates are on this commercial? From January to December. So, we'll get to know that one quite well between now and then. Are you ready for Up Your News?
Sure.
Okay, let me get... See, my effects are all mixed up here this morning. I need the official sounding beginning for Up Your News.
Should have another mug of water, but... Oh, well. You finding everything?
No, I'm not finding anything. Everything is rearranged.
What's missing?
Well... It has to do with Jimmy...
Well, it's not rearranged. It's because you stack it so high and it falls over.
Well, that too. I'll just check here. I'll be able to find it instantly by doing this. All right, that'll be number 425. That's right here. Good. Okay. This is the beginning. Here, up here. That. This helps. Time now for Up Here News, brought to you by Dodge of Burnsville. Go out there and buy a car right away, okay?
Buy a truck, too, a small truck.
You know what? I wonder if it's too soon for me to change vehicles now. I have a lot of miles.
You generally do in January, don't you?
I don't know. I have to talk to them out there at Dodge Burnsville. I think I'm due. Now to the Up Your News. See, now, of course, I'll automatically go back there for the best deal. They're willing to take a loss even to sell a car.
Sure.
Plus the options I want in a variety of colors and sizes and styles. Now to the... Here's Bob from the anchor desk. Up Your News.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Authorities have named a Miami, Florida school as the most dangerous school in America. Every morning they pledge allegiance to Charles Bronson.
Uh-huh.
I kind of like that one.
That was smooth.
Back to you, John.
This is true. Do you remember this? Do you remember Hollywood Squares?
Sure.
Peter Marshall said to Paul Lind, "What is the one thing that Dear Abby says you should never, never, never do in bed?"
What?
He paused for a moment and said, "Point and laugh." I just thought I'd throw that in. WLOL would like the listening public to know that if they happen to call our switchboard anytime after 8:30 this morning, that we have a new receptionist coming on duty. As a matter of fact, last Friday she managed to type three letters.
No.
A, B, and C. Back to you, Bob.
The Procrastinators Club has just issued its fearless predictions for 1987. They say Gary Hart will re-enter the race for president. Oh, come on, can you imagine the jokes if he did?
That ties in with mine. Talk about bad luck. I had promised this woman, I said, "Listen, I'll tell you what. Sure, I'll marry you the day that Gary Hart decides to run for president again."
That was 3 months ago.
Now we're all in trouble.
The Des Moines Register surveyed 100 top Iowa business executives to ask them what was the most major decision they had made in 1987.
Yeah?
90% said it was deciding between cream-filled or jelly.
This has been Up Your News. See, we were all really busy over the weekend doing different things, and we didn't really have any time to pay attention to this particular bit. But we still felt it was important enough to do it anyway,
even if
it was bad. I mean, if we just stopped, cut out everything except the really good bits...
It's important to us to at least make the effort.
If we cut out everything except the really entertaining parts of this show, we would not have to be on for 3.5 hours, believe me. We'd be in shorter than a bicentennial minute. Oh, hi, good morning, WLOL, Minneapolis, St. Paul, a couple of minutes after 8. Is it after 8 already? It's after 8! Oh, wow! It's after 8! And good morning. How did the Super Bowl come out? Was that yesterday?
No, it's next Sunday.
Oh, good. Then I didn't lose anything.
No.
Oh, great, wonderful, excellent. I'll play another song. Oh, you have the news ready? Oh, I'm sorry.
I could. Go ahead, play.
Would you just throw it together?
Throw it together.
Half a minute ago, you
had... I've spent all morning long in here.
Half a minute ago, you had no news ready. And now you say, "Oh, I don't have the news ready." And then it's like...
Throw it together.
30 seconds later, it's like, "Okay, time for the news." Go ahead. I want to hear what a thrown together at the last moment newscast sounds like.
Sounds like a well-prepared one.
I think I get the drift. Go ahead.
President Reagan plans to ask Congress for budget reform, a continued military buildup, new progress in education, and more aid for the Nicaraguan rebels. Reagan will give Congress a list of requests tonight in his State of the Union address. Democratic presidential candidate Bruce Babbitt's father died yesterday in Phoenix. He was 89. Babbitt has canceled his campaign appearances for several days, including a debate in Boston tonight. Authorities in Marion, Utah, are using a public address speaker in a war of nerves designed to flush out 15 people barricaded in a log cabin. They are playing high-pitched noise on the speaker. Planes also buzz the house periodically. Inside the house are two polygamists charged with bombing a church. There is a rumor around that actor Sylvester Stallone is about to marry New York debutante Cornelia Guest, but Stallone's publicist insist that's not true. The 24-year-old Guest was with Stallone at an event in Washington over the weekend. Life magazine recently called her debutante of the decade.
Say, mm-hmm. Isn't Sylvester Stallone married to anybody right now?
No.
Oh. Well, isn't that nice?
More than 100 people had a rough couple of days. They exerted themselves to go to the first Couch Potato Weekend. The 100 dragged themselves away from their living rooms and television sets to a hotel in Lincolnwood, Illinois, for the Couch Potato Convention. Participants competed in slothfulness. One contest was the Sofa Spud Games, which required participants to negotiate a living room full of couches, footrests, and other obstacles carrying a tray of munchies.
Participants went head-to-head in a battle of channel dexterity to see who was the nimblest with a TV remote control. In one of the more mentally taxing events, conventioneers raced to program a video cassette recorder in less than 2 minutes. The Couch Potatoes paid $55 apiece for the two-day event, which included lodging, admission to the games, and TV dinners. One souvenir available, pink boxer shorts with a Velcro TV remote control holder for $17.
Neat.
It's not a bad price.
No. Gee whiz.
You need to have a remote control holder right on your boxers.
Then you could just... Wow. Neat. Sports and weather coming up. Here's Scott Combs, traffic. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, guys. Boy, is it broken loose today.
What, traffic-wise?
Just crazy.
People driving crazy, stuff everywhere?
I don't know if it's they're driving so crazy. I'm just not sure everyone's prepared for as slippery as it is when it doesn't look that slippery.
And
we've just had tons and tons of accidents. This traffic update brought to you by your Goodyear Certified Auto Service retailer, and stalls as well. It's cold enough that we're seeing an inordinate number of stalls across the system. Watch out for that. 694 eastbound at Silver Lake Roads, the latest accident up on the north end. Watch for heavy, slow traffic anywhere you drive. Just plan for delays. It's going to happen. 494 westbound at Highway 100, stall blocking. 100 southbound under Highway 7, stall in the left lane. 18 northbound near Londonderry Road, another accident. 94 westbound ramp to 12 west, an accident in the left lane backed up to Groveland. 12 eastbound just past 100 is backed up to Florida because of a accident blocking there that they're clearing. 35E headed into downtown. Still a problem over in St. Paul because of an accident. University Extension behind Northtown. They're still working on that semi that lost its trailer, then the trailer rolled over. Watch for some heavy traffic in that area. And that's just a few of them.
Wow.
The only place you can get a Goodyear Certified Auto Technician to service your car is at a participating Minneapolis-St. Paul Goodyear retailer. Look for the red, white, and blue Certified Auto Service sign. Scott Combs, Metro Traffic Control.
Scott, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I'd like to take this opportunity to say you're welcome.
Thank you. And all the little people
on a daily basis, we appreciate what you do.
And a special thanks to the little people.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Say goodbye. Get off the air.
Goodbye. I'll get off the air now.
Thank you. Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.
Hi. This is Bob Lang from WLOL with another Nutrisystem update. 77 pounds and over 32 inches. That's how much I've lost so far. And believe me, Nutrisystem is as easy as they promise. It works when all the other diets you've tried didn't. You'll work with Nutrisystem counselors and nurses. They're willing to spend time caring about you and your individual needs, like getting through Super Bowl Sunday. Do you realize you can eat 17 pretzels, 5 carrot sticks, a half bowl of Texas Red 3-Alarm Chili, and 3, I don't know what these things are, hors d'oeuvres, during the time it takes for those officials to look at an instant replay? That's the type of munching that'll wreck any diet. The time to gain control of your weight is right now. It's time to get started. So call now. There are 7 Nutrisystem centers located throughout the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, including our newest in Burnsville. Call 636-2000 for details and a free no-obligation consultation. 636-2000. Nutrisystem. We succeed where diets fail you.
Mm-hmm. Bob, how about a word for the Star Tribune newspaper of the Twin Cities? You know, we don't even have to do it like that, as a matter of fact. We can just, that's probably way too formal. It's not stuffy, the way they do that. At all.
I think it is.
I'll tell you what you can find
out. Star Tribune newspaper of the Twin Cities is the only paper in town with the correct snow emergency information for St. Paul.
That's a good point. You make a very good point.
A little ironic, but it's correct.
Yes.
No, what I was happy to see.
What?
Front page of the Monday Marketplace section today. Control data making a comeback.
Well, I didn't really think that they were ever that far, huh?
Well, they took a huge dip in 84, 85. But they're expecting a profit this year. And that's good to see, because control data is important to us. Employs an awful lot of people.
Yeah, that's true.
Also,
and they bring it all up to date.
Advertising and marketing, an update on what Canterbury Downs is planning.
Well, that's a good idea. Roger will be turning to that right away. You know what's a kick to do, too, if you don't get a chance to do anything else? What's Go that? Right to the Star Tribune weather page. When you think our weather is like the pits?
Yeah.
That's in the, it's in the, usually in the B section, which is where the Metro State News stuff is.
Generally 2B, right?
Well, yeah, this one got pushed in a little bit. No, now they're moving it in a little bit. Because 2B always has that People.
Oh,
like a miniature
right, yeah.
People magazine.
That's a recent improvement in the Star Tribune.
Yeah. Anyway, what was I getting at? Oh, just how bad the weather is everywhere else. Like, our high today is supposed to be zero.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the forecast highs for places around here are embarrassingly low. It just kind of gives you a good feeling.
But we get, several times a morning, we get calls from people wondering what the weather is like in other cities.
Oh, especially if they're going
it's
to right vacation
there.
Cities.
Sure. It's right Let there in the Star Tribune every day.
You want to know any cities?
What's happening out in Southern California? They've had those bad storms
82
out there.
In Honolulu today.
Ooh.
At San Diego, I could tell you. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Supposed to be 75 and clear sunny today.
Well, that's an improvement.
Yeah. Anyway, that you can do that with the Star Tribune. Plus, you can also find out about history in the making as the North Stars begin their playoff drive to the Stanley Cup. That's in the paper, too. Just pick one up and read it.
You can tell a lot about a person by, like, knowing their sign. A person's sign is the window to their soul, you know? Take me. My sign is sniffles. That's a sign that tells me there's a cold in my future. So at the first sign of a cold, I take Coracidin cold tablets, the one with just the right ingredients to get the signs of a little cold so it doesn't become a big deal. Now, my sign is sniffles, but my boyfriend's is watery eyes with sneezes rising. Do you think there's a future for two such different signs?
Coracidin. Use only as directed.
Okay, Bob. Sports?
The North Stars won last night. Beat the Flyers 5-3. First time in 9.5 years that they have won at the Spectrum. The Strikers lost 6-3 to the Sidekicks yesterday in Dallas. Two teams play again tomorrow night, this time at the Met Center. The Los Angeles Dodgers are renewing their interest in outfielder Kirk Gibson. Unable to land Gibson in trade talks with the Detroit Tigers, the Dodgers got another chance when arbitrator Thomas Roberts ruled Gibson and six other players from the 1985 free agent class could test the open market again. And the Denver Broncos leave for California in the hoopla of Super Bowl week today. The Washington Redskins slipped into San Diego yesterday. The weather forecast from Sally Patrick. Sunny and windy and cold today. The real temperature high, zero. Wind chills today in the 40 below to 50 below area. Then very cold tonight, clear and 17 below. Tomorrow, variably cloudy with a high of 6. Wednesday's outlook about 12. At 13 after 8 o'clock, it's 3 below zero. The wind chill is minus 46.
Okay, great, thanks. Here's a song from George Michael, father figure at WLOL. Okay, that's enough. Thanks. George Michael, and it's father figure. It's 19 minutes after 8. If you're on your way here from wherever you're coming from with your goofy great mug...
Turn around, go back home.
What is your name, sir?
Tom Alegna.
Tom Alegna. And he heard this, went over to his mother's because she knew that he knew that she had the goofy great mug. This was yours from when you were...
Correct.
What an embarrassment. Do you have a job?
Yes, I do.
I was wondering, otherwise you wouldn't be dressed like this. What do you do?
I'm a CPA with McMichael & Company.
See that? CPAs aren't the most boring people in the world. They're right up there, but they're not the most boring. They keep goofy grape mugs at their mom's. And what other ones did you say she had?
She has Injun Orange and
the Injun Orange
cherry.
Before they changed it to Jolly Ollie Orange?
Correct. Exactly.
Choo Choo Cherry was originally Chinese Cherry.
And I'm not sure what the other ones that she has.
Rootin' Tootin' Raspberry.
Freckle-Faced Strawberry.
Yeah.
Lefty Lemon.
Yep.
Loudmouth punch.
Yeah, we have Lefty Lemon.
Do you have Lefty Lemon, too? Yeah. Anyway, this is the Goofy Grape mug. See? Bob didn't know what this looked like because Bob was in War Road at the time. And they never had anything like this.
They just played
TV
hockey
up there. That's right.
We didn't have those in Canada.
Playing hockey,
right?
And made windows, eh? That's all we do. And catch a few walleyes and skin them back. I'm going to let you keep the mug.
Okay.
You get $3,000 for being the first guy down, first person down here with one. Okay?
All right.
What will you do with $3,000 now like this?
I think I have to split it with my mother at least.
Do you really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she's the one that bought it.
Is your mom listening this morning?
I think she might be.
What's
Hi, Mom.
Mom! What's her name?
Fran.
Pardon me?
Fran.
Fran. See? It pays, Fran!
Eventually.
It does. To keep this junk around the house.
And she was your boy turned out okay.
She was going to throw these out just a little while ago. Yeah, give
All
her...
Right.
Well, let's just, for your mom's sake, Fran, your son just won $500. Actually, it's $3,000, but we won't have to tell her that. Are we going to be able to get a check before he leaves?
I think so.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Good. Then I'd suggest putting it in an IRA, of course, before the... Listen, I'll let you go.
All right.
Thank you very much for coming down here. Let's send them out with a Heinz and Berglund Roger 2 shirt,
sure,
too, should we? Roger 2 shirt, too?
What a morning. Earlier today, we sent Katie Hagg of Rogers to Jamaica, and then we sent Brian Stark of Columbia Heights to Jamaica.
Right. See you later on, Tom. Okay. Don't lose that mug. It's worth something. We just proved that. $3,000 from WLOL. Plus, we announced another item as the WLOL $100,000 scavenger hunt continues. How much cash have we just frittered away like this now? Is that $11,000 in bonus money alone?
Yeah, I think so.
This is money. Now, this is not, you know, toasters, TVs, stereos, and leather carry-on luggage bags. This is money. Money. Buy stuff.
That you get right away.
That's $11,000 we just spit out so far like that.
Tom is going to walk out
in
with
all,
$3,000.
In all, in the scavenger hunt, $100,000 from WLOL. Never mind the fact that Helen is mad because she's... Okay, hi, good morning. WLOL, Heinz and Berglund and Roger, too. Get me up with the music. I like this station. I do really a lot. This is so much better than having to get up in the morning and go to work. Because this is fun! WLOL, it's 8:30. Why don't you do the 8:30 or so news, okay?
Minnesota is still dealing with the latest winter storm this morning. Strong winds are whipping snow around in much of southern Minnesota, reducing visibility and slowing traffic. I-90 and parts of Interstate 35 had been closed earlier this morning because of the high winds and reduced visibility. Frigid temperatures have spread over the state with dangerous wind chills. An Army National Guard unit was called out last night at Crookston to search for stranded motorists. The Polk County Sheriff's Office said 15 motorists were brought to Crookston. A 9-vehicle pileup on Interstate 35 just north of Owatonna yesterday resulted in the death of a Minnesota woman and sent 19 people to hospitals. Officials said a total whiteout caused the accident. One car apparently hit the side of a bridge, setting off a chain reaction. Many roads are in poor driving condition. Interstate 35 at Albert Lea is closed. Many schools around the state are closed today or starting late. The Met Center in Bloomington hosted what is called the world's toughest rodeo over the weekend, but not everyone enjoyed it. About 20 animal rights activists protested the event. They stood outside entrances complaining of what they said were barbaric and cruel practices used on rodeo animals. While some experts have warned that giving children strange names can put them on an antisocial path early on, and they have crime statistics to back that up, Swedes have the opposite problem. Names that are too normal. There are 48 pages of Andersons in the Stockholm phone book. And folks named Johansson, Peterson, Svensson, and the like face similar problems. As a result, Swedes are bombarding the Patent and Registration Board with applications for name changes at the rate of about 5% of the population per decade. Some are criminals seeking a new start, but most are ambitious Swedes seeking simply a greater distinction in life. Swedes' last names are as common as first names because they're derived from first names.
In the past, the sons of guys named Johan, Anders, and Sven would become Johansson, Anderson, and Svensson. The government stopped that practice in 1963. We must have. I wonder how many pages of Anderson's are in the Minneapolis book or the St. Paul book.
I don't know. It depends on how you spell it.
48 pages of Anderson's. That's with two S's and O-N in the Stockholm phone book.
Really? No kidding. There's a lot of Torgersons, too.
I'm sure there are.
Håkan Torgersson.
You'll find Berglund's in there, too.
I'm sure you will. And which one?
Stockholm.
Sweden? Mm-hmm. I thought that was Norwegian.
Hmm?
I thought it was the Norwegian. You're not Swedish, are you? I thought you were Norwegian.
No, I'm Swedish.
That's the same thing.
We've seen a lot together, shared along the way. We've got so much in common, more than words can say. Through fair and stormy weather, together we've come through. Your friends at Norwest Banks are proud to be with you, hand in hand. We built this land together. Norwest Banks are proud to be with you. We share your dreams,
share your
make
dreams.
Tomorrow better. Norwest Banks. Are proud to be with you.
Members FDIC.
Whether he's relaxing in a luxurious lazy boy or just palling around with those exclusive elusive Vulcans, Chris O'Connor knows how to enjoy himself. His fans questioned, would there be life after radio for this ex-disc jockey? Well, the answer is yes, and what a life. He's often seen at a vigorous broomball match, modeling ski fashions, or taking in the glitz and glitter of the Minnesota ice fishing scene. See what Chris O'Connor is doing now on Lifestyle of the Formerly Famous, tonight at 10 on News 11.
Hi there. Oh, back to you, Bob, for some sports and some weather.
The law of averages finally caught up with the North Stars last night at the Spectrum in Philadelphia. They turned back the Flyers 5-3, ending a 9.5-year winless streak in Philadelphia. The Strikers lost to Dallas 6-3 yesterday. They have a rematch tomorrow night at the Met Center. Okay. Pro golfer Jay Haas is going to the bank with the biggest paycheck of his career. He took the $180,000 winner's purse in the Bob Hope Classic with a lower-than-expected 2-under par 70 in the final round.
Mm.
Here's the weather from Sally Patrick at News 11. Sunny, windy, with dangerous wind chills today in the 40 to 50 below area and a high temperature of only 0, then 17 below tonight. In the Twin Cities at 25 before 9, it's 3 below with a wind chill of minus 46.
At least the sun's shining.
Which is good, by the way, because today is St. Paul's Day.
Oh, and if the sun shines on St. Paul's Day,
it'll be a good year.
Oh, good. For who?
Right.
Hold on a minute here. Hi.
Hello.
Are you still there? Are you there?
I'm there.
Okay, good. Good. So anyway, ask Bob. Maybe Bob remembers. Because I remember the product. I just don't remember the name of it.
Okay.
Ask him.
Okay. I'm trying to remember the name of the Jell-O that you used to mix up and you pour it in like a glass and then it turned into two.
Speak up. It turned into what?
Three layers.
Do you remember that stuff, Bob? It was kind of chilled out. It would be Jell-O, then like a parfait, then a cream on top of it. Right?
Right. That's it.
What was it called, though?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Nobody knows. Somebody will know.
Somebody will.
Keep listening.
Yeah, keep listening.
Are you listening to the radio station?
Yeah.
Are you even listening to me right now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Keep listening, because somebody will know.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
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 Somebody will know, and they'll call us and tell us, and then we'll have an answer. WLOL 23 before 9. Here's Cher, and I found someone.
You know 99 and a half
WLOL Heinz and Berglund and Roger here. I think this lady knows the name of this stuff. Okay, hold on. Hi there.
Hi.
What was the name of that stuff?
It's called 123.
Was it made by Jell-O?
No.
I don't remember. I just remember we'd get it, and it was called 1-2-3.
Now a special treat, kids. Here's what I've made for dessert. It's one of those things, though, that they make because they have purely because they've seen it on television.
Yeah.
But did you have it, like, for special occasions?
Every once in a while, she'd get it when we'd go to the grocery store and, Mom, you know, we'd see it. Mom.
Did you used to go to the grocery store with your mom and bug her?
Yeah. Once in a while.
After a while, my parents would not take us to the grocery store. They, you put that back. We're not getting that. And then the thing is, parents, hotline, parents don't want to holler at the store, in the store, out loud.
Oh. We used to beg her for space food sticks, too, when those...
For what?
For space food sticks. They were,
Oh, a wholesome treat.
Yeah.
What were they?
They were just sticks. They were like a fudgy type thing.
Yeah.
Get them anymore.
I remember those.
Oh. Yeah.
Nowadays, kids bug for fruit roll-ups.
Yeah, that's no.
Do you have children?
Not yet.
Uh-oh, look out. Because they will come and get you.
Yeah, get you'll me
be,
back.
You'll be grocery shopping, you get to the register, and you find out that, wait a minute, I remember buying these bag of Aunt Sally's cookies.
Yep.
Which happen to be my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had Aunt Sally cookies?
Oh.
You know, they're the ones that were kind of like oval ginger with the thick white icing dried out on it.
Oh, I'm not a big ginger cookie fan, so I
wouldn't get those. Oh, I wasn't either, but and I ate them just because I didn't want all my brothers and sisters to get them all.
Uh-huh.
I ate a lot of stuff I didn't like just to cut them out. Hey, thanks for the call.
Well, thank you.
Have a good morning.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. Roger, do you know what this means? Is it closed? Has it been closed?
Oh, I thought it had been. I had missed some of the traffic reports.
35W scheduled to open at 9 a.m. Iowa and Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been closed south of Albert Lee.
All
morning.
They're plowed. They should hope to have it plowed open. But is it drifting? Is that why?
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Okay. When did they close it? Last night?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I hope George got back okay.
Was he down in Iowa?
And down near Waterloo for the dogs. 9:17. Hold on here.
We love it at New Horizons.
Hi, this is Cindy from New Horizons. I'm very excited to tell you we're opening 4 new centers in Woodbury, Maple Grove, Edina, and Burnsville. Each is specially designed to spark the wonderful imagination of children. We believe that a warm, loving environment is essential to your child's sense of security and happiness. We will introduce your child to a wonderful world of sights, sounds, and shapes, plus a full enrichment program. Our individualized curriculum encourages both emotional and intellectual challenges, which will bring the joy of learning to your child.
I love being at New Horizons.
As always, the number one priority at New Horizons is for your child to say, I like being me. We help each child feel good about who they are.
My teacher makes me feel special.
New Horizon Child Care, where love and learning grow. Call 557-1111. Call now to reserve a place in one of their newest locations.
We love it at New Horizons.
Something special in the air.
Here's some special news from American Airlines. American Airlines Winter Wonder Fares from $44 to $199 each way to American cities throughout the continental U.S. Just $44 to $199 on American. And if that doesn't make you want to get up and go, this will. With just a 2-day advance purchase requirement, you can start packing now. There are no refunds or exchanges, and other significant restrictions apply. So call us or your travel agent today and make those winter blues disappear before Americans' winter wonder fares do. Fares are each way based on round-trip midweek coach travel and may not be available on all flights. You must begin travel by May 20th, 1988. For details, call your travel agent or American Airlines today.
WLOL, 8:45 already. Boy, look at the time. Here's Paul Carrick and Don't Shed a Tear. Good morning, WLOL. It's 3 degrees below zero. Hold on a second. Bergie, say hi again to Katie Hagg. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to call and thank you. I mean, it's wonderful.
Are you still recovering?
Huh?
Are you still recovering from the shock?
I'm still in heaven.
Because Katie's going to Jamaica.
part of the Jamaica Escape from WLOL and ITA in the Shaw Park Beach Hotel.
It just sounds wonderful. I've never been out of the country, so this is going to be great.
Oh, great.
Well, this will be a hot deal.
You don't have to have a passport, do you?
I don't
For
think...
For Jamaica?
Raj? You've
no,
been there.
No, you don't.
But you don't need passport?
You don't need one.
No.
No. Birth certificate is good enough.
Yeah. Oh, well, I've got that. Yeah.
Well, great.
I just wanted to thank you guys. It's great. I listen to you guys every morning, and I love you. So.
Well, thank you.
Well, it's even greater news when it's 3 below 0 here, isn't it?
Wait, do we have... Let me see if I got... where'd my newspaper go? Where'd all my newspaper go?
Oh, I just put it away.
Check the weather page from the Star Tribune.
Okay.
B... Look.
Oh, right here.
Bob's checking.
4B. Well, see, Roger was going to go with me, but his wife might get mad, so.
So, when are you supposed to go?
Sometime in March.
Let's see here.
See, 77 in Nassau today.
Oh, let's see. What other cities have we got in Jamaica that we might have temperature for? I'm not finding it here.
Well, I'll tell you what, you guys come out by Corcoran and I'll buy a hamburger out at this little bar. John likes to drink beer, right?
What's the bar? What's the bar near Corcoran?
Hilltop? Hanover?
I wonder if I've been there before.
Here it is, Montego Bay. High of 84 today.
Oh!
And it's going to be like that.
See, that's the nice thing. It never changes.
You're going to Ocho Rios, but it's going to be similar.
Real similar.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Hey, you guys, thanks a lot.
Hey, do us a favor then, will you?
Huh?
When you get down to the beach down there, and you're walking around in your little teeny tiny bikini, do you have one of those?
No, but I might get one.
All right, have somebody take a photo with, you know, put on a WLOL shirt.
I got a Heinz and Bergwin WLOL shirt from the State Fair.
Do? Yeah. Okay, put that on. Or at least hold it up.
Okay.
And then send that to us.
No problem.
And just kind of gloat.
No problem.
Okay.
You're sitting there looking out over Cutlass Bay. It's going to be
big. How about if I get some sexy little brat there?
Some what?
John would like that, right?
Some what did you say? What did you say?
I said, how about if I get some sexy little broad to put this...
Some sexy little broad? Okay, I'm just glad that you said that, not me. Because, you know, if I had said that, you know, there'd be, like, letters and people...
Oh, that's right. You can handle it.
No. I don't know. I don't go looking for that kind of controversy. Hey, thanks for the call.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Have a good time.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
WLOL, Heinz and Berglund, Roger too. We can put our toys away pretty soon. I think we'll play another song. I want to mention Don Horsch has a birthday. Ellie Wilskem has a birthday. Who else? Did I mention everybody else? I think I had a bunch of others earlier. Oh, say goodbye.
If it seems like I've been lost in love,
hey, Bob.
Yeah?
Put your toys away. Karen Wong is coming up next at 9.
Oh, yeah.
She'll do that 11 record in her own power play deal. For WLOL.
Police your area.
I will.
Some dream. I am the night time.